about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Taking your calls live at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm looking at these mushroom pickers who were lost. Remember, there were three people picking mushrooms in Oregon. They were lost for 6 days. They said they were going to eat their dog. Yeah, they were going to eat the dog. Three mushroom pickers took refuge in a hollowed-out tree after getting lost in the Oregon forest. It was very, very cold. They were drinking water from streams. And then luckily, a helicopter pilot decided to go off course to look where nobody else was looking and found them. Now, Belinda and Daniel Kahn, along with their 25-year-old son, Michael, were able to reach a clearing so that they could be seen, but they were cold and hungry, and they said they were eyeing the dog. Now, luckily, they went for 6 days without eyeing the dog. All right, so the mom had hypothermia, the dad had suffered a back injury, the son had a sprained foot and minor frostbite. They were very dehydrated and hungry, but they are alive and well. Okay, oh man, but honestly, this helicopter pilot that decided to just kind of, you know, go off course and take a look, whew, he's a hero, an absolute hero. Poor dog. Don't get lost with your family if they're picking mushrooms. You know, when I was a kid, I learned that if you were ever going to go on a trail, you know, you don't leave breadcrumbs because somebody would eat your breadcrumbs. You know, you either leave a, you know, you leave a string or you tie things to trees that stand out. And luckily I've never gotten lost on any of my hikes, but I mean, it happens. And maybe one day we'll review again. We've done this, you know, how to appropriately hike. I don't know, you know, how to teach you all how to safely mushroom pick. That's a little bit beyond my scope. And you all know how I feel about mushrooms. I can't stand the taste. They're fungi. All right. I know there's some nutritional value. I just don't even care to look it up or know because I'm never going to eat it. All right. If you're going to waste your time with a vegetable, then do something that's dark green or orange or red or like a tomato is a fruit, though. That's not a vegetable. But mushrooms, ugh. All right. But I guess these people, they love them so much, they were going picking them. So, all right. Well, the mushroom pickers are safe and free. All right. A lot to talk about on today's show. A lot of medical headlines. We're going to talk about how men, if they smoke, they actually will lose their cognitive function worse than women and pretty quickly. We're also going to talk about three cruise ships now have had to be disinfected from a virus. We're also talking about kids that are overexposed to smoke in cars. Apparently, parents have no place to smoke. So now what are they doing? They're smoking in cars. Right. And so then the kids are sitting in there picking it up, and even worse because the windows are closed. So we got a lot to talk about, but I really want to hear from you. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time. So I want to hear from you at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, Facebook, etc. But what's really cool is we stream live now 24/7 on my website at drdahlia.com. Go to my website, click on the button. You could hear the shows for the past 24 hours anytime. You'll be so sick of me by the end of the week, but at least you'll be a heck of a lot smarter. All right, big thanks to Kyle who's working the dials tonight, and a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Now, this is cool. Apparently, 1 in 100 people can naturally resist HIV, anthrax, malaria, leprosy, hepatitis. 1% of the population, they say, has a genetic resistance to these diseases. So they could be exposed to these and nothing happens. Okay? Researchers discovered that the susceptibility to anthrax toxin was a heritable trait. Now, these were researchers at Stanford University School of Medicine, of course, here in the U.S., and they looked at the cells of three people who were virtually insensitive to the toxin of anthrax. They also found that they also had protection against lethal pathogens like HIV, malaria, leprosy, hepatitis. Ooh, give me some of that. All right. Now, remember, HIV and leprosy, hepatitis, remember, they need a host. Okay, they need to infect the human cells, and then they need to reproduce, like HIV. They infect the T cells, your lymphocytes that actually fight infection. So they infect the T cells, then they replicate, and then they turn around and make more progeny. So if you have a genetic ability to block these and not let them do what they need to do, some sort of natural immunity, I mean, this is absolutely golden. Now, some of you got a taste of this in the movie Contagion. Remember, people were dying left and right, but Matt Damon, the dad, wasn't affected by it. He had some sort of immunity, all right? And people are like, why? What's going on there? The supernatural stuff. No, it actually happens. There are some people that just don't get affected or infected. Now, we're wondering, how to identify these people? Okay, you know, I'm suspicious that some of my patients that come up positive for herpes, that have never had herpes, maybe those people fall under this. You know, I'll test people, I'll do STD screening. They'll say, test me for everything. So I'll throw a herpes blood test on there, and it'll come up positive. And they're like, but Dahlia, I have never had a herpes outbreak. I've never had one. And I'm like, well, maybe what happened is you were exposed, but your body built up antibodies and you never contracted it. All right? I've seen that. Same thing with chickenpox. I'll let people go, Dr. Dahlia, I have never gotten the chickenpox my whole life. So what do I do? Do I get the chickenpox vaccine? I go, well, let me run your titers. Let me see if you've been exposed in the blood. And I do a blood test, and they have antibodies. They've been exposed. So I think there are some people that can be bombarded with these things, and they just don't get sick. And if so, give me some of that. All right, that's all I'm saying. Give me some of that. So pretty cool stuff. I didn't realize it was that high, 1 in 100. Okay, we're going to be coming back on break. We're going on a quick break. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-362-3254.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. If you do hear me burp, I need to apologize. I still have reflux from Super Bowl weekend. I ate pretty well, a lot of vegetables, only had a couple chips with French onion dip. But, again, it still repeats on me, so you all will get to hear that. Lucky you. You see what you hear? Dr. Dolly Show, full of surprises. Okay, so psychologists have come out with some information for those of you that like to online date. Now, online dating now is becoming more the majority than not, okay? They say 61% of same-sex couples reported meeting online, 22% of heterosexual couple reported meeting online back in 2009, and there's Match.com, eHarmony. It's very common. Now, there's a lot of reasons why online dating is becoming more and more popular, okay? Many people are meeting each other after school days and college days. I mean, remember, school and college, there were parties, there were games, tailgates, a lot to do. Well, once you start going to work and you're in an office or you're in a lab or dissecting cadavers, it's, you know, the same five people. And you aren't meeting other people. You know, a friend could maybe set you up with another friend, kind of like Harry met Sally type of thing. But, you know, sometimes the farther you get in terms of your age, by the time you start to work, et cetera, and then decide to settle for a family, you don't really have as many social options, okay? You know, plus, I think some people are attracted to the idea of being able to research their, you know, partner, okay? You know, we Google everything now. You know, before people come and see me, they're like, I want to, you know, Google my doctor. All right. Oh, good. You know, she's got this award. She's got this. She's got this. You know, people like to Google. They like to research who they're going to see. So some people actually prefer that as opposed to meeting somebody on a blind date, you know, set up by a friend or, I mean, that's how we've been doing it for centuries. And, you know, but in the last few years, online dating has just skyrocketed. But psychiatrists say there's a lot of pitfalls. And many of these online dating relationships are already starting off on the left foot because first, like people's profile picture, you know, I mean, they're going to put a good picture. All right. Now, I am very familiar with being taken in a bad light. Okay. I have seen horrible pictures of me, but then I've had good pictures taken of me, like a quick photo done with me and Larry King a couple months ago turned out to be a great picture. So I put it on my Facebook. Yet sometimes when I do a news, you know, an interview on the news, you know, I look like I'm double chinned. And I'm like, wait a second, how do I look like that when I just looked like this a couple months ago? You know, so you're going to put not real life stills of you. You're going to put a picture like you put on Facebook. So already that puts, you know, that already kind of raises the bar. Okay. Also, you're posting on these lines, on these websites, what you want people to know about you. Okay. And so, you know, it's not really as useful. I mean, if a partner is like, you know, I want to know if they snore, you know, I want to know if they have really bad body odor that I'm going to smell during sex. I mean, these are things that are deal breakers for a lot of people, but you're not going to put that. You don't even know. I don't know if I snore. You know, sometimes my kids say they come into the room and they go, oh, Mom, you were louder than Dad. Okay, otherwise, I don't know because my husband falls asleep before me and wakes up after me. So nobody tells me if I snore. Okay? So you're not going to put, you know, things there that need to be said. Like, let's say you're a shopaholic. You like to spend money. You love using the credit cards. You're not going to put that on there. So, unfortunately, there's a lot of weaknesses because these profiles have so much stock put into them, you know, by other possible candidates that it really doesn't put much of your personality. You know, also studies are showing that you really lack that love at first sight, that unknown type of thing. I mean, when you meet a person, let's say at a game or at a dance or a setup with somebody or at church or whatever, and you take a look at them, you get to have the benefit of that instinct and that sixth sense, okay? Reading in black and white an aerial font, a profile of the person, already takes out some of the romance, already takes out some of the passion, and you actually could have a different connection to them. All right. But sometimes you kind of need that initial, oh, I just bumped into you. But again, like I said, I mean, the online dating has more positives and negatives because, of course, you know, if you're not in a position where you run into people, you know, I really felt sorry for doctors who were single and went through divorces because they're not allowed to date patients. And if the only people they're really running into are their patients, you know, you aren't supposed to date your patient. I agree with that. So where do they meet people? You know, doctors work long hours. Then you spend the night doing your reports and reading. Where do you meet people? And, you know, people don't really want to see their doctor hanging out at a bar, drinking. So, you know, it's frustrating because you're surrounded by a lot of people, but none of them are dateable. All right. And then the other idea with this online dating is the whole shopping thing. I mean, you're sitting here shopping for somebody, and that also can cause disappointment later, etc. So, you know, this online dating thing, or this online dating world that we have, is still going to be on the rise, and it's allowing people to meet who would have never met. And I can't tell you how many couples I know are still doing well, doing strong. I mean, I'd love to see a study that says online dating, they, you know, these couples that end up marrying do better than couples that met back in high school or met at a bar. I mean, it's interesting. You know, maybe there's an argument for research. But, yeah, just kind of interesting how psychologists kind of take a look at that because, you know, the communication before may actually hurt as much as it can help, you know, because you really need that element of surprise. You know how everybody says when you're not looking, that's when you find it? You know, and there may be just too much pressure on that initial meeting, you know, because somebody that put their profile up on online dating is obviously looking to meet somebody. Now, what's cool is I hear that there's some of these like Just Lunch, you know, where you're just kind of looking for somebody as a friend. The only thing is, you know, people are smarter than that. You know, everybody wants to be in a relationship, you know. So if you really want to meet somebody for just lunch, you probably want to go through the trouble of an online dating. But we had a great segment earlier this year where we talked about online dating sites that actually connect you by what you like. Like there's a Star Trek online dating site. There's a World of Warcraft. So you find people that have similar interests to you, which I think is cool because it breaks the ice a lot. I mean, if you're that into World of Warcraft, I'm going to tell you right now, you better hope your partner is also, because once you become addicted and you don't stop and you don't, you know, leave like Old Republic, and your wife is sitting there screaming at you in the hallway to come to bed, she's ovulating, I'm going to tell you, you're already having problems. But I guess there was also a website for people that don't really want to have sex. I don't know how popular it is. I forget the names. We went through a whole list of them. They were hilarious. And then I think there were people, Lord of the Rings, that spoke Elvish. Gosh, so many weird things. Now, you also have ones that, you know, I guess includes sexual fetishes, you know, if you're big into something. I really wouldn't recommend that, you know, if you're trying to look for a lifelong, you know, partner. I don't know if the sexual fetish one would really fit. But to make a long story short, there are multiple ones. Match.com and eHarmony are the biggest that I know of. And again, I don't think it's bad. I think they are a great way to meet people. I mean, again, as long as, you know, as long as it's safe. Never meet them in a private place. Meet them in an open area. You know, I really would have recommend going home with them in the first 5 minutes. You know, kind of feel them out. I've been watching Alcatraz, that show. And I guess in yesterday's episode, he was, you know, meeting up with women and then killing them. I don't like that. That freaks me out. So, I mean, really know who you're with. And, you know, maybe also make it a double date or something, so at least you have witnesses. But, you know, for the most part, I can't tell you how many couples have had such success with, like, eHarmony, Match.com, et cetera. And please tell me your successes, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And if we aren't live when you're listening to this, email me at drdahlia.com. Or we have our message line at 1-877-DOC-DALI. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, let's see what's been going on in political news. Planned Parenthood is apparently back in the news, of course, with this old Coleman for the Cure issue. But apparently a spokesperson for Planned Parenthood had talked about earlier in the year how they do mammograms. Well, Planned Parenthood, from what I understand, doesn't do mammograms. So now there's questions of what exactly is the Coleman for the Cure money going to? Now, they claim it's for the breast exams, and breast exams are very important. Planned Parenthood are doing them. I mean, I don't know how much they cost, and does that require millions of dollars? But apparently Planned Parenthood is under some scrutiny because if they're claiming they were doing mammograms, you know, and that's why they need a Coleman for the Cure money. If they don't do mammograms, then where's the money going? I mean, I'm assuming they're using it, you know, in their slush fund. But, again, they're back in the news. A lot of media attention. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You talk too much.
You bet I do. All right, Dr. Dahlia here. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you'll probably be glad to hear that that L.A. school that had those two teachers that were allegedly fondling students and feeding them semen, etc., has closed down for 2 days while they investigate. I mean, you could bet the parents are just up in arms, but at least the school is closed for 2 days while they figure out what's going on. As soon as we hear more, we will. But, I mean, for two teachers at the same school, pretty scary stuff. Now, in medical news today, they were talking about how getting some sun exposure actually reduces risk of eczema and food allergy in kids. Now, what's fascinating about this study, where food allergies and eczema is down, is we talked about food allergies, I think a year or two ago when it was huge, talk about peanut allergies, etc. And I remember a caller was like, asked me, why all of a sudden do we have all these food allergies? We didn't have all these food allergies when I was growing up. They said, you know, you can eat peanut butter. You didn't have to put the school on quarantine. Why now? Well, what do we do different with our kids now than we did back then? We don't let them go outside. We cover them up from the sun. Maybe there's something to this. Maybe the lack of sun makes them overly sensitive to antigens. They say those living in lower levels of sunlight are at greater risk for developing food allergies and the skin condition of eczema. Eczema are those patches you get that itch, and they keep coming back. They come here, they come there. Of course, if they keep coming back in the same place, I may recommend a biopsy. But for the most part, with the eczema, they're these itchy patches that you get. Now, scientists use data from analysis of Australian children on how rates of food allergies, eczema, and asthma vary throughout the country. And on average, those in the south of the country were twice as likely to develop eczema as those in the north. Now, keep in mind, Australia is southern hemisphere. So the south part of Australia is more north to us, all right, whereas the northern part of Australia is closer to the equator, all right? They found a link between latitude and allergies to peanuts and eggs. Now, we know sunlight helps create vitamin D, but obviously there's more to sunlight than just vitamin D. So now they're going to investigate more, but it makes sense. You know, I can't believe all the questions I get going, why are food allergies a big deal now? Is it because of what we're putting in our food? Is it because of all the substrates? We're eating less fresh things? Well, no. We had peanut butter 30, 40 years ago. I remember Goober Grape. I was so excited that Goober Grape, not the best taste of peanut butter, though. I mean, Peter Pan and Skippy, way better. But, you know, Goober Grape, you had the peanut butter and jelly, the same thing. So, you know, Mom didn't have to, you know, buy the separate jellies, etc. And you know, we had that. And no, I don't remember there being that many peanut allergies. But I also remember being out in the sun. All the pictures of me as a kid, I was tan. It's funny. My husband asked my mom yesterday. He's like, when did Dahlia's skin color change? You know, she used to be really tan. And I'm like, well, I used to play outside. Now they tell us to stay away from the outside because we'll age, we'll get melanoma, we'll get skin cancer. You know, there's more to the sun. And again, I am scared to death of melanoma. We had a friend die of melanoma. And, you know, with all my patients and you all my listeners, I recommend have a skin cancer screen. You know, make sure you're getting yearly skin cancer screens. Sun can kill, absolutely. But also, sun may help you thrive. They need to figure out which of us can be out in the sun and let us get it. Or we need to come up with a method, a better method of screening melanomas and skin cancer so we can let people get more sun, right? Especially kids. But it's so true. These kids that, you know, are more allergic and can't tolerate a lot of things, you know, many of them are the ones that were stuck inside. Now, they also found that sunlight is linked to more less sunlight is linked to more stroke risk. So people need more sun to prevent stroke. Now, maybe it's because people that exercise are out there. They're playing tennis. They're playing golf. They're walking the dog. They're gardening. So maybe there's an argument there. But again, they keep bringing up how we need sunlight. And again, it's going to take a gutsy medical study to say, you know what, we'll just figure out the cancer on the back end. I don't know how we're going to do this because melanoma is scary. You know, my friend that died of melanoma, he had it on his scalp. And you wonder, didn't his hairdresser tell him that something was there? That's why I recommend an all-over skin cancer screen. Have your dermatologist do that once a year because sometimes there's parts that you just can't see. And don't go to your doctor in a ski mask and a turtleneck. Take off your clothes. Let them really look. Okay. Now, there's another cause of death that they're starting to talk about in the media. It's caused death by armchair, right? It's a way of saying seniors that sit in their armchair or their lazy boy are going to be more at risk of dying than those that get out there and move. And it's true. The more exercise you do, the more active you are, you know, the less heart disease, the less stroke, the lower your blood pressure, the less diabetes. So, you know, you're going to see more and more, especially since this month is cardiac month, National Heart Month. You're going to, you know, see us urge you, get up and out of that chair. Get moving. Get out there. You could wear a hat and go outside, but just move. A lot of us, you know, we start getting depressed. We isolate ourselves and money also. You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many weekends the last few years we just stayed home. All right, and played it cheap. I mean, you could Redbox a movie for a dollar. I don't want to say TV dinners are the healthiest thing, but, you know, sometimes we'll TV dinner or Top Ramen it. And it'll be, it'll be a nice weekend. All right. But you're sitting down. You're sitting on the couch. Okay. You're not moving. And that's unfortunately, going to be one of the risks of mortality for older people. So you need to keep moving. All right. We talked about, earlier in the show that family members need to be involved with other family members' dementia. Excuse me. Sorry. I've been burping. I apologize. Gosh, I need to stop burping. I need some gas X. We really worry about how our moms and dads take care of themselves, and those that can live by themselves, we're like, whoo, good, see ya. You know, I mean, it's stressful to have your in-laws live with you. Extremely stressful. Stressful to have I don't know if I could live with my mom or my mother-in-law. I don't know who I could live with. All right. I'm an independent person. You know, I like my house a certain way. I like my quiet. You know, I don't like having to do things. And, you know, a lot of us are like that. We have our own little, you know, relationship with our family members. But the truth of the matter is they need to be watched. And a lot of us, we will compensate for our family members, especially when it comes to memory. Like they'll forget something. And, you know, as you age also, you know, you get smarter at hiding it too. You'll be like, oh, of course I remember his birthday. You're right, February 16th, of course. So keep an eye out for that. If you think your mom or dad or grandma or grandpa are, you know, feeding you some baloney, all right, just raise your eyebrow and keep an eye on it. Because remember, we need to, as doctors and medical providers, jump in when the dementia is early and starting. Unfortunately, families compensate, patients compensate, hide, to the point where nothing gets done until it really starts being noticeable. Well, by then it could be too late. So the medical community is really urging people to, you know, have that, use a fine-tooth comb, and just kind of look and watch from the outside. You know, every now and then I'll watch my kids, you know, to see how they're walking, to see what they're doing. You know, and sometimes I go, really? Really? That's how you dance? You know, I'll catch them dancing. And I'm like, oh, God, I didn't teach you how to dance like that. You had to get that from your father. But try and do that. Have somebody engage, you know, your family member. And you just kind of be on the outside watching. And don't forget to take that Alzheimer's test or have them take that dementia test. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Daly Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DALY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3. eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2. I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Sorry for me coughing. I didn't have to cough on break, but I had to cough when we got back on air. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and please follow me on Twitter so I can give you up-to-date updates. Now, looks like a third U.S.-based cruise ship has an outbreak of what we believe is norovirus. This is the third cruise ship. All right. They say a third cruise ship with an outbreak of stomach illness has sailed again after being decontaminated in South Florida. The vessel Ruby Princess sailed Sunday from Fort Lauderdale's Port Everglades. It was one of three cruise ships that docked in Florida and Louisiana over the weekend. Now, the Ruby Princess was cleaned up, departed, and then apparently, I guess, got sick again. All right. Princess Cruise Line operates the ship, and another, the Crown Princess, that sailed from Fort Lauderdale after cleaning again. Royal Caribbean's Voyager of the Sea left New Orleans a couple hours late Saturday because of the same illness. So we have three. Now, what is norovirus? It's a virus that does cause gastrointestinal illness, spreads very easily in communities where you're very close by and in close proximity. You do get diarrhea, aches, dehydration. I mean, it could be pretty serious. Now, nobody died. Okay. It looked like it was some diarrhea and, you know, they've been treated, but they say outbreaks of the GI illness on cruise ships participating in the CDC program are posted online by the CDC when they take place on voyages from 3 to 21 days, when the ships are carrying 100 or more passengers, and when 3% or more passengers or crew report a symptoms of diarrhea disease. So the CDC has to inform you and have the posting. So please look at it if you think you've sailed it. It is highly contagious. Now, you know, when we've done our cruises, for the Dr. Dahlia show, it's interesting because there's hand sanitizers everywhere. And you can't touch the buffet food. The, kitchen workers serves you, the waiters, the, food attendants serve you. They really don't allow passengers to touch everything. You know, and they even tell you, get off the boat if you're sick, you know, before you even go on there. They make you sign something saying you're not sick. Now, of course, you know, you could see mom and little Joey, you know, if Joey's having diarrhea, she probably say, okay, honey, just go right to the bathroom. You know, I mean, she'll probably, you know, they aren't going to lose the thousands of dollars that they spent on the trip, but that's probably what happens. Somebody has it, comes on board, and because everybody's in still pretty close proximity, I mean, you have rooms and you have balconies and, you know, open air, but still in some areas, like where the indoor cabins are, it's closed and very easily to pick things up. Also, the stair rail. You know, as you go up and down the stair rail, you, you know, touch and that could infect others. So even though cruises are some of the most beautiful trips I have ever been on, yeah, they could be highly infectious, but we were really lucky. Even though this one, apparently 100 people were sickened by it, on the last couple of Dr. Dahlia cruises, nobody got sick, and we were just very grateful because we know how easy those could be. And again, it's not so much that the cruise ship is dirty. It's somebody comes on. And you're in close proximity, and it spreads like wildfire. Okay. Also in the news today, they're talking about how teens are exposed to secondhand smoke, probably more than expected. And they say they really get exposed in cars. So these young people, you know, they ride in a car with someone who smokes, they're picking that up. Now, there seems to be a little bit of a decline than in the past, but we're still getting kids exposed to secondhand smoke. Now, remember, you know, you have all these smoke-free places, bars and restaurants, etc. So, you know, the parents are like, well, at least I could smoke in my car. And I got to tell you, I can't stand it when I have a patient come in, I'm seeing a child for an ear infection, and you just smell the smoke on their clothes. You know they picked it up from mom. Just so frustrating. But, you know, just parents, keep in mind, you know, you may not smell it. You may not smell it or pick it up, but these kids pick it up. We talked about third-hand smoke last year, where curtains and drapery and clothes pick it up, and third-hand smoke do hold carcinogens. First-hand smoke is what you smoke. Second-hand smoke is what your spouse or buddy smokes into your face. Third-hand smoke is what you pick up from upholstery, furniture, drapery, etc. Pretty serious stuff, okay? All right. Now, we had a lot of headlines. Actually, some pretty interesting headlines I just want to quickly review. Apparently, a couple pharmacies in Florida, CVS pharmacies, were raided by the DEA for ordering more than 3 million oxycodone pills. Now, the average is 69,000. So the DEA is trying to figure out why would these two pharmacies order 3 million. And we spent a lot of time, and I urge you to go to the Dr. Dahlia Show archives on GCNLive.com to listen to what we talked about, because there's this growing anti-pain pill momentum. Okay, you thought the government was anti-sugar, anti-tobacco. Pain pills are next, if not already. Now, true, we know that pain pills being attached to Tylenol could wreak havoc on your liver. We know it does affect your cardiorespiratory status. But they're really coming down on doctors that are overprescribing. Looks like they're now coming down on pharmacies. And for those of you that really need these pain medicines, that really require it, I would start coming up with a plan. Either have your doctor start weaning you to a comfortable level, or make sure you get in with a pain management doctor, because you're going to see less and less doctors. Less and less doctors start prescribing it as we get more and more pressure. All right, a lot of other really good headlines. I urge you to listen to our archives or go to my Facebook. We talked about this new treatment for penises where they can inject it with hyaluronic acid and increase the girth by an extra 4 centimeters. Pretty cool stuff. Sounds painful to me because it sounds like you use a big needle, but exciting nonetheless. So we talked about that. We also talked about how antidepressants have been linked to male infertility. Actually, these antidepressants like Zoloft, Lexapro, Celexa, Paxil may cause motility issues of the sperm, cause them to be misshapen. So you wonder if some of these issues with autism and antidepressant use with mom may also be because of antidepressant with dad. We didn't talk about it on this show, but they are urging that if you do have a parent over the age 30, when they cause fertilization, that could increase autism risk. Also, a story we're probably going to be covering tomorrow is diabetics that become pregnant increase, I believe, 4 to 5 times birth defect risks. So we're going to be taking some time with that. All right. Looks like Obama's grandmother was in a rollover car injury. Actually, this is her step-grandmother. It sounds like she's okay. She only had some minor injuries. She lives in Kenya. I guess the car rolled. Her name is Sarah Obama. She was traveling back to her home in the village of Kogelo. They say the accident happened over the weekend, but she's okay. She's gone through many tests. So far, so good. Demi Moore was in the news. Looks like she checked herself into rehab. Good. Honestly, you know, whippets is not probably the most appropriate thing, especially while your kids are at home. I think she needs some help, so that's good. Let me see. Ellen DeGeneres, I guess, has been chosen to be the JCPenney spokeswoman. All right, I mean, JCPenney, I like JCPenney. I go there a lot, but apparently a lot of groups are upset because Ellen DeGeneres is gay. So they're saying JCPenney should fire her. So there's a lot of controversy over that. I mean, honestly, I think, you know, Ellen DeGeneres, you know, she wears a mean pantsuit. And JCPenney is famous for their pantsuits. Okay, I mean, Ellen is skinny. She wears the stuff well. You know, I don't think it's a big issue, honestly, but, you know, people are having a huge, huge problem with that. So you will hear more about that in the news. All right. Now, also in the news, going back to antidepressants, they said another study has shown that maybe antidepressants don't raise suicide as much as they once thought. Remember, we were concerned about teenagers as they were kind of improving. Being on these antidepressants may be more at risk for suicide. Well, study came out saying, nope, not as high a risk. So that's kind of interesting, but we'll probably talk about it later in the week. All right, guys, great show. Sorry we couldn't fit it all in, but we will be back tomorrow. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You all be safe.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.